because the official story tells us that they came down by jet plane impacts and fires, but not true. The you can clearly see the upper 15 stories in the case of the North Tower telescoping down on itself. It's destroyed in 4 seconds. There's nothing left to drive the rest of the building down to the ground, and then, according to the official story, it destroys itself. No, after that first 4 seconds, we hear massive explosions hurling 4-ton structural steel sections laterally in every direction at 60 miles an hour, landing 600 feet all around about both towers. And there's no stack of floors found at either tower. We're talking about 100,000 tons of concrete pulverized to a fine powder in midair. This is obviously the work of high-energy explosives doing all of this massive pulverization. But in addition, we find molten iron in so many different forms, the evidence of incendiaries as well. Mm-hmm. High-tech thermite incendiaries found in the World Trade Center dust, ignored by NIST in their official reports, but found in these red-gray chips, which are obviously the work of a very high-tech defense contracting firm that makes this stuff. Also, pools of molten iron seen by the first responders flowing like lava in the basements of the Twin Towers.